We're going to turn now to a new Army report on the ambush of the 507th Maintenance Company in Iraq on March 23rd. That attack left 11 soldiers dead and led to the capture of seven more, including the most famous Private Jessica Lynch. The report is due to be released tomorrow, but has already been leaked to the media. It provides a look at what went wrong for the convoy, but doesn't assign any blame. Joining us to talk about that report is Dana Priest, national security reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks for being with us, Dana.
My pleasure.
Dana, tell us the story that this report presents of what went wrong for that company.
Well, it was a series of things. Mainly, this company was the 507th Maintenance Company, was at the end of a long column of 600 vehicles making its way up to Baghdad when this event happened. They had been up for 60 to 70 hours with little rest and with, as the report said, limited communications. Actually, at times, they were out of communications with the vehicles in front of them. So they became detached, if you will, from the main column of vehicles moving, which comes into play later when they get into trouble and cannot exactly get help right away. Their captain, their commanding officer, misread and was not given, actually, first of all, the fact that the route had changed. The route that the main vehicles were following was to change, and he didn't get that information. Secondly, he made a navigational error in using a GPS, a global positioning system device, and misreading a map that got them, that resulted in the their convoy heading into and having to turn around in the city of An-Nasiriyah, where they were supposed to have skirted the city. When they did that, at the same time they were trying to do that, several of their vehicles broke down, and they were having to haul them and repair them, in one case refuel them, and this caused them to delay the turnarounds. Actually, there were two turnarounds that they had to make. These are gigantic vehicles. They're vehicles that actually haul other vehicles and that repair large pieces of equipment. So we're not talking about cars turning around. We're talking about large trucks and what have you. As they were making their way out of An-Nasiriyah, retracing their steps, finally when they got on the right road, is when the Iraqis that appeared friendly as they were coming into the town all of a sudden set siege upon them. There were RPGs, there was small arms fire, AK-47 fire, they believe some sniper fire. The report says that all of the soldiers of the 507th fought hard. To quote from the report, they fought the best they could until there was no longer a means to resist. They defeated ambushes, overcame hastily prepared enemy obstacles, defended one another, provided life-saving aid, and inflicted casualties on the enemy. Finally, it says the soldiers of the 507th upheld the code of conduct and followed the law of war.
Dana, how much of the information in this new report, how much of it is actually new, or is anything there that wasn't known before or hadn't been reported publicly before?
Well, we did a big recreation of this event, and we relied on some of the report in its preliminary stage. And so for us, there isn't a lot that's new. There are little teeny things that are new. Frankly, I haven't picked them all out yet. Would like to say that where it involves Private First Class Lynch, the report itself does not answer a lot of the questions that people want to ask. And it does not even specifically address her very much at all. There's one paragraph in which it just says that she was riding, she was one of five soldiers in the first sergeant's vehicle. That would be the person, the lead non-commissioned officer, and that her vehicle was fired upon and crashed into another Army vehicle that had upset. And that is where Lynch, as it says, was seriously injured and captured, as was another woman, Private First Class Pastua, who was also driving the vehicle. So it doesn't answer the question, you know, did she fire her weapon? Doesn't answer the question of was she shot or stabbed, which are questions that became captivating for a lot of people because of the initial reports. It does, however, also say that, and this is why I read that quote from before, none of the soldiers will be punished for, there will be no disciplinary action. They believe that they all performed the way they should have performed. And I think that's an important point. The Army looked at this quite extensively and interviewed survivors and other people that they could.
There have been a lot of sort of alternate stories about this floating around. Why did the military let so much misinformation persist for so long? That's almost added to the questions about the whole incident, in a way, the fact that it's there have been so many different stories floating around for so long.
Well, there are two theories about that. One is they did it intentionally because they wanted to get the most out of what looked like a good news story, the heroic efforts of Jessica Lynch at the time, at a time when the war was not going well. That's one theory. No one's really proved that to be the case. The second theory, which I think is more accurately described, having looked at this to some extent, is that this was such a sensitive story, or a big story, actually, grew into a big story, and the situation remained hazy for a long time, mainly because the at first the survivors weren't reunited, and then it took a while to interview them and to piece together the picture that is only partially still emerging, in part because so many of them involved are dead now. And also because everyone has a bird's eye view of what's going on, and it's hard to put a picture completely together. And because Jessica Lynch apparently still is saying that she has only partial recollection.
Is there going to be a further investigation into exactly the events surrounding Private Lynch?
Only in the sense that there is a continuing war crimes investigation by the military that will involve what happened to Private Lynch and others during their captivity, and also to the others that did not survive captivity. And we know that that is still ongoing, that they've interviewed a lot of Iraqis in Iraq, and as well as each of the soldiers themselves. That parts of that may become public if there is a war crimes trial, and parts of it may never become public for privacy concerns and those sorts of issues.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Dana.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dana Priest is the Washington Post national security reporter. She joined us from their offices in Washington, D.C.